This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Over the course of three seasons, from 2004 to 2006, Homer High School's baseball team won two state championships and had a record-setting winning streak. Jeff Carson, at that time a Battle Creek Inquirer sports writer, chronicled Homer's amazing baseball run in the book Homer, The Small Town Baseball Odyssey. The book is now in its second edition. Jeff Carson joins us from Chicago, where he now lives and works. Jeff, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
Let's go back and remind everyone what made the Homer baseball story worthy of a book when it was published in 2008, the first time around.
Sure. First off, the on-field success that Homer garnered at that time was just incredible. To refresh people's memory, they, in a three-year span, they won two state titles. They only lost two games in that entire stretch. Take that back. I think it's by a combined three runs. It's been a little while since I brushed up on that one. But so they set the national record for consecutive wins with 75, which is just an astonishing feat when you think about the game of baseball, where every game you need a pitcher to perform and you need, you know, some clutch hitting sometimes and just kind of everything to click for 75 straight games is pretty amazing. So they did that, setting a national record and kind of putting their little town of 1,800 people on the national map with some of the attention they got around the country. And then in conjunction with that, after covering the baseball success for the Inquirer, I found out some things that really kind of made the story, I think, interesting to those that might not even be sports fans, in that the coach, Scott Sallow, who is still coach to this day, was nearly forced out of his job in the middle of all this when he wanted to go from a middle school teacher to the middle school principal. And there was kind of the old guard in town thought that you shouldn't be allowed to be a principal and a coach of one of their major sports because the time it requires to do both. And so he went through a lot of crazy stuff and emotional school board meetings and a lot of sleepless nights before finally being able to remain as coach.
So if someone has read the first edition of the book, maybe hasn't picked it up for a while, what are some things they might find in the second edition? What's some of the new material?
Sure. What I did with the second edition was a new final chapter. So updating readers on all the stuff the main characters have been up to in their post-high school lives. So a lot of it is on Josh Kalmenter, who I'm sure we'll spend some time talking about. Is now with the Arizona Diamondbacks and recently signed a two-year contract to remain with Arizona. I spent a day with him and Homer in one of the recent off seasons and just kind of, you know, soaked in what his life is like now as going from a small town to pitching in front of 40,000 people on a regular basis now. So a lot is on Josh and then as well as some of the other main characters from the book and Coach Sallow and just updating people on all that's gone on since the book was printed initially in 2008.
Well, let's talk about Josh Kalmenter for a little bit. This is a guy who wondered if he was going to get a scholarship offer from a four-year uh-huh. university, and here he is now pitching for the Arizona Diamondbacks. How unlikely is that story?
Oh, it's a one-in-a-million kind of story, I think. As you said, he nearly ended up at Kellogg Community College because no Division I schools had offered him anything, and they wouldn't have unless the Homer team he was on as a senior, if they had been just the average kind of team, Josh would have ended up at Kellogg Community College. But because they were in big playoff games that attracted some college scouts and they got to see him pitch against some a higher caliber competition, they were able to see what he's made of and that he's not just a small town kid kind of picking on the other small towns, that he was able to match up and he threw his shutouts against some of the big schools like Blissfield and some of the storied programs in their class. So to go from that to now, I think one of the things I had mentioned in the new edition is is kind of the list of the who's who of batters he's struck out in his short major league career. And it really is a who's who in the National League. It's, Matt Kemp and Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder, just on and on and on, Troy Tulowitzki, and he belongs. He's not just a guy who got called up for a week and who knows what's going to happen, but he's in the major leagues to stay, and he's been there 3 years now, and he just got rewarded with a contract. He still doesn't have, a blazing fastball that is going to wow scouts, but the guy just knows how to pitch, and it's absolutely a, I don't know if a once in a lifetime is accurate, but once in a great long while kind of story to be able to come from his upbringing to where he is now.
And he's gone from being a starting pitcher and having a pretty good beginning to his career, his first season, struggling then, and then converting to a reliever and finding success as a reliever. That's not often seen in Major League Baseball, is it?
No, yeah, that's true. He's a guy that was a starter his whole life until, I think, midway through his second season in the big leagues. And I admit, when I saw him struggling, I kind of had some thoughts of, uh-oh, they're catching up. They've seen what he's got. And one of his big advantages is his unusual over-the-top delivery, which kind of baffles hitters the first time around. But after the league had seen him, he struggled. And I thought, uh-oh, this might be it. But in true Josh Kalmenter fashion, he just kept working. And I'm sure he went into overdrive watching film and he knows that he's not going to beat major league hitters on talent alone. He has to outthink them and outwork them, and that's exactly what he's done now to become a super successful reliever and a huge part of Arizona's bullpen.
Between the first edition of the book and the second edition, had you kept in touch fairly regularly with some of the players and coaches from that Homer baseball team?
The two that I had kept in touch the most with were Josh, through his minor leagues and at Central Michigan and so forth. And then Coach Sallow, he and I have stayed in pretty regular touch. So he, through him, he was able to tell me what most of the other guys were up to. And I would follow some of the guys who were playing college baseball. I'd follow them online and that kind of thing. And the occasional email. One of the neat things about doing the second edition was catching up with some of the other guys. And, I did some phone interviews with guys like Dan Holcomb and Dale Cornstubble, the two that shared the 2006 Mr. Baseball in Michigan Award. Getting to chat with those guys again and see how their lives have gone was kind of a neat thing for me.
You've been back in this area to do a book signing with Josh Kalmenter. And when you get out and talk to people, do you find that even 10 years after that first state championship, people are still interested in the story of Homer baseball?
They seem to be, and that's a rewarding thing for me to experience. It's pretty amazing that it's been 10 years already. Kind of time goes by, and you don't realize how long it's been. Getting a chance to do that book signing last week in Battle Creek with Josh Kalmenter, it was interesting. It seemed like everyone that came to the signing had some sort of story about my grandson played against you on Concord, and I remember watching you play against Reading or whatever. So yeah, it seems like it was just one of those moments in time for that area and for sports fans in this region that they're just never going to forget. Especially now that Kalmenter has made the major leagues. I'm sure the stories come up all the time now in family Christmases and Thanksgivings. I watched him play when he was in high school, and now he's on TV. So it's been a pretty cool thing to experience that 10 years later, it's something that people still care about.
As you say, a 75-game winning streak, which is what Homer had between 04 and 05, is a pretty remarkable run. Are you surprised that record has since been broken?
That's a good question, Gordon. I guess a little bit, yeah. It's a funny thing about records. When we look at this particular one, there was a school in New York, I believe the name was Archbishop Molloy, and they had it for something like 40 years, I believe. And then in the mid-2000s, a school from New Mexico got it, La Cueva, which you might remember me writing about a little bit. And then they only had it for a few months, and then they lost, and then Homer broke it. So it's just one of those things. You never know. So a school had it for 40 years, then another one had it for 2 months, and then Homer had it for, I don't know what it was, maybe...
Six or seven years,
I think, right. So you never know. I am a little surprised, to answer your question more directly. I am a little surprised that it was broken already. But what are you going to do? That's out of their control. When they lost, they opened the door, and who knows, maybe the current school, I believe they're in New Hampshire, maybe they'll have it for another 40 years.
Or maybe some school from Michigan comes along in the next couple of years and,
right.
and reclaims it for the state or something.
Also true, yeah. Who knows?
For people who maybe haven't followed Homer closely since then, is it still a strong baseball program?
Yeah, they are. I'm glad you asked that because they are. They had a couple down years where I was wondering to myself privately, is their run over? But then they've gotten back on the horse now, and they've put together some really impressive seasons lately. They went to the quarterfinals last year, and Scott Salo and his brother Tom are still in charge, and they do a great job. It still seems like it's one of those deals where the little kids in town still dream of putting on that orange jersey and being a Homer baseball player. So that's, you know, that's important to have that pipeline of it still being the thing to do in town. They're still strong. They're, of course, not dominant the way they were when the book came out, but they are certainly a healthy baseball program again and winning 20-plus games a year on a regular basis.
And that sort of dominance is pretty rare in high school baseball in general, isn't it, for a team to have a three-year run like that? To expect to do that consistently over a decade would probably be unrealistic, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. One of the unique things and what made that engine go for them was the fact that they had all that talent within the same age group. So that was kind of the magical thing, that these kids were all from this tiny town and they'd been playing together since they were in, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade. With an eye on the future, I'm sure, for the adults, thinking, oh, this is going to be awesome when they get into high school. But you can't expect that all the time. So I think where they are now, and if they can win 20-plus games a year, that's about as good and impressive as you can do when you're in a town of 1,800 people. So the town's not getting any bigger, but they still have big expectations for baseball.
Jeff, if someone's interested in the book, how can they find it?
Sure. The best place to go is www.homerbaseballbook.com. Really happy with the website and the way it turned out. I'd like to give a shout out to the designer, who's actually a Kalamazoo native, Ken Campbell. He did a terrific job with the site, and I've gotten a lot of nice feedback on it. We just debuted it recently in the past 6 months or so. So it seems to be a nice resource for not only buying the book, but also kind of getting some information about what it's about and keeping up with Josh Kalmenter. We have a Kalmenter tab on the site as well. So I hope people will go there.
Jeff Karzin, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Gordon. It's great to talk to you.
Jeff Karzin is the author of Homer, The Small Town Baseball Odyssey. It's now in its second edition. He's also a former Battle Creek Inquirer sports writer. Jeff Karzin spoke with us from Chicago, where he now lives and works. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.